Good morning, friends. Good morning. I'm so happy to be coming your way once again with a short gospel message, and I hope today finds each of you well and encouraged in the Lord. I have a scripture here which I think is such an appropriate one for this occasion. Listen. Then said he unto them, therefore every scribe which is instructed unto the kingdom of heaven is like unto a man that is an householder, which bringeth forth out of his treasure things new and old. Matthew 13:52. Isn't that interesting how that sometimes a person can find something that's been around for a long, long time, and this is true so often with furniture. Sometimes some of this old furniture that's been set back for years and rather discarded, and people think, well, it's not good anymore. And someone else will find that piece of furniture, maybe a chest of drawers or a dresser or something. It may be 50 years old, and they'll strip that finish off of it that's old and looks so poorly, and they'll clean that thing up and put a new finish on it. And what have they got? A piece of furniture that's made out of good solid oak or something, and it is just absolutely lovely. I've been amazed in our childhood and youth. So many times we had this furniture that we'd become accustomed to, and it's so old and all. And to me, it was more or less, well, not very much value. But I've seen some types of furniture that's been taken and stripped and redone and refinished. And, oh, it becomes an antique. It becomes a valuable piece of furniture. And maybe better than what it would have been built for today. And so, in the kingdom of God, and in the Word of God, we find scriptures here and there that just seem to fit our need, although they would have been appropriate almost 2,000 years ago, 1,500 years ago or whatever, when they were written, but they're still good today. And there is just such a scripture here, which I want to call your attention to. It's tucked away here in Jeremiah 17 and verse 14. This I love. I quote, "Heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved, for thou art my praise." Isn't that marvelous? Look, for spirit, soul, and body, the three parts of a man or a woman, spirit, soul, and body, there's healing, there's health, there's deliverance for every part of it. There's healing for the natural man. There is a renewing of the spirit and saving of the soul. All of this is found in Christ Jesus and in the Word of God, especially here. This was long before Christ came. And yet, this was a message that he brought to the people, just like we find here in the scripture in Isaiah, speaking about the coming of Christ. It says, "Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We turned every one to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all." Yes, that's why he came, friends, was to save the lost, to heal the sick and brokenhearted, to lift up those who were cast down, to bring deliverance to the captives. I say, "Heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved, for thou art my praise." I tell you, friends, when the Lord puts a joy of salvation in your heart, he puts a song in your mouth, he puts a new expression in your countenance, it's just like a light bulb lit up inside. It begins to radiate around. You get to benefit from it, and so do those of your friends. They see the radiance and the glow and the glory of it all. Oh, praise the Lord for salvation. I like that verse of song that says, "Free from the fear of tomorrow, free from the guilt of the past, I tell you, when the Lord puts salvation within your soul, it'll just do something for you. It'll put a new song in your mouth. You'll be free. There's a song here that goes, it said, "Must I in sinful bondage be deprived of peace and liberty, when in the promise I can see the blood of Jesus cleanses? Must I be doubting, full of fear, and gloom obscure my pathway here? Be up and down in life's career, the blood of Jesus cleanses. Must I be under guilt and sin, and have its blinding force within? Beset by wrong, no victory win, the blood of Jesus cleanses. Must I suppose I'm right today, tomorrow think I've gone astray? Let demons hold me in dismay, the blood of Jesus cleanses. Must I by Satan be accused, and with his galling yoke abused, until at length from heaven refuse? The blood of Jesus cleanses. The blood, the precious blood of Jesus. The blood will work a perfect cure, will cleanse the heart and keep it pure. The blood, the precious blood of Jesus. I am so glad, dear ones, that the Lord found me when I was at wit's end, the end of the road, we might say, or wit's end corner. It's like someone who was crippled with a broken foot, or like a bird with a broken wing, or like someone who comes to the end of their knowledge or ability and they don't know which way to turn. Oh, I want to tell you, there's hope in the Lord for you. The Lord can put a new song in your mouth. He can give you victory within your soul, and something that you'd never had before. To bring an example a little closer home, I love this book of Job. Sometimes folks don't look very favorable upon my love for Job or all the trials he went through. But I tell you, the Lord loved that man. And when he was down there and his children had been taken from him, his possessions were gone, and he was right at the end of the road. And here came along these so-called friends. And yet they seemed to feel that if you'd really been living for God, Job, like you were supposed to have been, these things would not have happened to you. This is just come because of something that's in your life. And so they gave him all these sort of things. I'd like you to listen to what Job said, the 16th chapter, and we're going to pick up a few verses through here. Then Job answered and said, "I have heard many such things. Miserable comforters are ye all. Shall vain words have an end, or what emboldeneth thee that thou answerest? I also could speak as ye do. If your soul were in my soul's stead, I could heap up words against you and shake mine head at you." In other words, if I was in your stead and you were in mine, I could look at you and I could figure out reasons why you were in that trouble. I could figure out how the Lord had forsaken you, or you had forsaken the Lord, and all that trouble had come to you. I could figure that out too. I just have lots of things to say. He said they were miserable comforters, and I think they must have been. But dear ones, when you get to the end of your road and you don't know which way to go, I want to tell you there's help for you in the Lord. This is true for folks who might be overcome of habits of the sins of the world. They may be afflicted in body. They may be cast down in soul and look like they've gone as far as they could go. Look, Job said on down in the 16th chapter, he said, "My face is fouled with weeping, and on my eyelids is the shadow of death. There's nothing much left for me. I have nothing to look forward to. It's all gone. It's all taken away. In fact, my days are past. My purposes are broken off, even the thoughts of my heart." And going on down a little more, "And where is now my hope? As for my hope, who shall see it?" In other words, will anyone ever know the purpose or plan that I had? Will anyone ever see my hopes fulfill? And he thought surely it looked like he wasn't going to. But I want to tell you, the Lord loved that man, and the Lord blessed him. The Lord brought him out of that. On down toward the end of this chapter, Well, the end of the book, really, 42nd chapter and verse, beginning verse 12. So the Lord blessed the latter end of Job more than his beginning, for he had 14,000 sheep and 6,000 camels and 1,000 yoke of oxen and 1,000 she asses. He had also 7 sons and 3 daughters. After this lived Job 140 years, and saw his sons and his sons' sons, even 4 generations. So Job died, being old and full of days. Think of it, friends. When he had got to the end of his road and looked like there was no hope, God reversed the trend of that thing. He turned it around. He blessed him again with children and with property and 140 years. Think of it. So, dear ones, whatever may be your condition in life today, if you're in trouble, you've gone to the end of your road, you don't know which way to turn or what to do, cast your burdens on the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. Look unto him. Your help will come from the Lord. He has power to help and deliver. Let us look to the Lord our Father. Just now we come to thee in behalf of all those who listen to the broadcast. We thank you for every one of them, Lord. We pray that you'd bless them today with a real touch from heaven within their souls. Should their problem be a physical problem or need of healing or a need of help or need of salvation, we pray that you'd bless every one of them and give them that need today. Oh, if the Lord heals them, they'll be healed. There be no mistake. Bless each one of them in the way they need, and thine shall be the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Oh, thank the Lord for help for each and every one. Whatever may be your need, dear ones, the Lord has that help for you. Heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved. So, if whatever may be your need, the Lord has it, and we look to him in your behalf. God bless every one of you. Thank you for a few moments of your time. Thank you for listening so faithfully. Thank you for those who've written and helped us keep the broadcast on the air for these many years. We feel indebted to you and to God, and we appreciate you. So may the Lord encourage every one of you today. Now keep looking up and just remember, even though you may be at the end of your road, the Lord is able to add some more years, make them happy years. The Lord has blessed me in so many ways. I feel he's been better to me than he has to so many more, and we're grateful to him. So until we meet again, be this again next Sunday if you will now. Until we meet again, this is Willie Murphy. Say God bless and keep you always, and a very cheerful goodbye.